From the KBIN newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. Protesters in St. Louis seeking criminal justice reform after recent fatal police shootings clashed with students at Harris Stowe State University during a Martin Luther King Jr. Day interfaith service. Two dozen protesters interrupted the event, leading to angry confrontations with students outside a campus auditorium. Protesters waved an upside-down American flag, took to the stage, and used a microphone to criticize the university and participating clergy members. The demonstrators left the stage in the building after an appeal for calm from Leslie McSpaden, whose 18-year-old son Michael Brown was shot to death by a Ferguson police officer in August 2014. The bishop of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Springfield, Cape Girardeau, says he is deeply concerned about a decision from a Catholic-based hospital group to extend benefits to same-sex spouses of employees. The Mercy Health System, which has about 9,000 employees in Springfield, said last week that it plans to offer benefits to legally married same-sex spouses beginning this spring. The hospital said it made the decision because of recent changes in government regulations for same-sex couples. Bishop James Johnson said in a statement to the Springfield News Leader that the hospital didn't cite what regulations required the change, and he accused the hospital system of ignoring the church's stand against same-sex relationships because of regulations, government funds, and fear of public ridicule. One of the biggest questions to be answered during Jay Nixon's annual State of the State address tomorrow is what the governor says and proposes about Ferguson.
A partisan divide about Ferguson already has emerged in the state legislature. Democrats have sponsored bills to control police. Republican leaders have attacked the lawlessness that broke out after that grand jury decision. Which side will Jay Nixon take? A main question. Or will he wait for the recommendations from his Ferguson Commission? And if he waits, will those recommendations be in time before the legislature adjourns in just 4 months? From the state capitol, I'm Phil Brooks.
Federal officials have signed off on university-backed drone research in South Central Missouri. The Columbia Daily Tribune reported the Federal Aviation Administration granted an application to use airspace at the University of Missouri's Werdack Research Center for research and economic development projects. The 1,200-acre center is located 45 minutes southeast of Rolla along the Merrimack River. The application was sought by the University of Missouri, the Missouri University of Science and Technology, and St. Louis University. SLU is providing the drone. Researchers will use a Maverick model that weighs 2.6 pounds and has a 29.5-inch wingspan. The owners of a Kansas wind farm say City Utilities of Springfield did not buy the amount of energy required under an agreement. Smoky Hills Wind Project says in its lawsuit that City Utilities bought $1.7 million less energy than the wind farm had expected. CU spokesman Joel Alexander said the utility denies the claims and will defend itself in court. KBIN News, Columbia.